Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello?
Hello?
Please, thank you for getting connected with eBay Customer Care. This is Alex William. How can I help you today?
Why are we getting these phone calls saying that money's going to be deducted? We do not want any money deducted.
Have you made any purchase worth of $300 today morning? Have you made any purchase?
Have I made any?
Did you share any of your personal detail with anyone?
No.
Okay. Very good. Is there anyone in your family member or your friend circle is using this eBay account under your information without your knowledge?
That I'm aware of.
Okay, so as I told you, by mistakenly somebody get your information, alright, they compromise with your information, they are trying to deduct some money from your account. So that's the reason your bank tell us to resolve your problem at the moment. So you are connected with the cancellation department right now, anti-fraud cancellation department. So we are simply go ahead and provide you the cancellation ID to cancel this all, so in future nobody can misuse your information again and you don't have to pay a single money for that. Alright?
Yep, okay.
So for providing a cancellation ID, there are like the cell phone which you are using, is it an Apple iPhone or it's an Android phone? So I can easily provide
Apple iPhone on a contract with Telstra. Okay.
So in your Apple iPhone, first of all, put me on the loudspeaker of your phone, okay? And open the App Store. I'll tell you how you get the cancellation ID number, alright? Open the App Store.
Not very good with things like that.
Listen to me, what I'm telling you, we're going to provide you the cancellation ID number from anti-fraud department, and once you receive the cancellation ID number, we can easily cancel this all for a lifetime, so in future you are not going to face this problem again. Alright. As I told you, somebody already compromised with your personal details, and our company is not authorized to share any of your credit card or debit card details over this call. Okay, that's illegal. We can't share your details, bank details over this call. We can only go ahead and cancel the transaction and block those people who are trying to misuse with your personal information. Alright? That will be better for you. So in future, you are not going to face this problem again. Okay? So, just cooperate with me right now. I will fix this problem as soon as possible. So, in your iPhone, open the App Store.
The App?
Yes, your App Store. From where you can download any application. I'm going to tell you how you get the cancellation ID number. Okay? Open the App Store. Have you opened the App Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, in your App Store, very right inside bottom, there is an option, it says search, with a small magnifying glass. Right. Give a click on that, search, and then type AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
Hang on, I haven't opened it yet. On a finder.
find App Store.
So I can get App Store, yeah.
Yes. In your App Store, look right inside corner. There is an option. It says search with the small magnifying glass.
Oh, the magnifying glass where it says search.
Yes.
Well, I can do that, yeah.
Now, type AnyDesk, AnyDesk. All right?
What was the game?
A as in Apple, A.
Okay.
N as in Nancy, N.
A-N.
Yes, Y as in yellow, Y.
Y.
Then D as in Delta.
K.
E as in Echo.
A.
S as in Sugar.
S.
Yes. And the last one is K. K as in Kilo. Now, give a click on search. Yes, give a click on search. Okay. Now, what are the suggestions comes up? What exactly you can see over there?
I can see. Remember, screen working.
Do you see any desk remote desktop? Any desk remote desktop? You get that?
But you want me to get anything?
Yes.
Remote.
Yes. Give a click on that. This is the application, sir, in which you will get your cancellation ID number. All right. So just download that AnyDesk remote desktop. Okay.
Done.
Once it will be downloaded, you will see an option open. Simply give a click on open.
Yeah, hang on. It's just downloading.
It's downloading, all right. Once it will be done, yes, open. Click on open.
Yeah.
Now, once you open that, what exactly you can see over there?
Your address.
Tell me the numbers. Tell me the numbers one by one.
5.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm.
0.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Mm-hmm.
8. That's it.
Okay, so the number is 599-70888. Am I right?
Correct.
Now, be on that page. Don't close that page. And as I told you already, somebody is compromised with your details. So I'm going to block that person. And once I'm going to block that person, on that point of the time, they will distract you with the security warning. Right. So once you received any security warning, you simply click on accept. All right?
Yeah.
All right. So are you on that page, any desk, where you can see the numbers?
Hello.
Yes. Now, do you receive any security warning?
Yes, I've got that now.
Yes. At the bottom, there's two small check boxes. I am aware of this risk and do not show this again. Right? Check that both boxes and then click on accept. Check that both boxes and then click on accept. Have you done that? Okay, once you click on accept, you will get an option start broadcast. All right, simply give a click on start broadcast.
Yeah,
start
broadcast. Now it's changed.
Yes.
It won't let me show this. The second one.
Yes, you need to check the both boxes. I am aware of the risks and do not show this.
Don't worry.
Now click on accept and then click on start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Click on that. Yes, click on that.
clicked on that, it's slowly changing.
Wait. Now wait, don't touch your phone, okay? Don't touch your phone. Now, swipe your screen bottom to top, come back in your normal home screen, okay? Swipe your screen bottom to top. Now, you are connected with our eBay secure team, okay? Now, you swipe your screen bottom to top, come back in your home page, okay? What I'm going to do now, I'm going to show you, like, who is the person and from where he just compromised with your personal detail and trying to misuse with that, okay? So now you come back in your normal home page, swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top one more time, okay?
Back on the home page.
Yeah, I'm going to show you who is the person he's trying to misuse with your personal detail, all right? So open up your Google. Open up your Google, I'm going to tell you. Open up your Google.
I'm looking for Google.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking for a plant.
If you have Safari, open the Safari. At the very bottom, do you see any Safari? Open up your Safari. Open up your Safari. All right. In your Safari, there is at the bottom, there it says search, right? You need to click on search. All right. Do it properly, okay? Take your time, do it properly. There's nothing about worry.
Because I'm on my wife's phone.
Now.
It's my phone.
Yes. Okay, now. Open up your Safari one time. Open up your Safari.
I'm trying to find it.
In the very bottom, the middle option, beside the message box, there is a Safari application with the clock sign.
On the very bottom of that Safari?
Yeah. Clicked on that.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the phone.
Not I'm telling you about your phone, sir. Inside that phone, there is a one application with a blue color, right? Come back in your home page. Come back in your home page. Go back from that page. And beside of the phone, there is a blue color application with the white arrow in the middle.
The application store.
Yes, under the search. Do you see anything? It says search.
I say search, yes.
Under that, the blue application. Now, type over there. Just type Google.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Store.
No need to go for that. Very bottom, do you see Go? G-O-O, Go. The option Go. Right?
Yeah.
At the bottom. Click on that. Now just wait. Don't do anything. Just wait. And now, at the very top, do you see the small magnifying glass where it says Go? G-O-O, Go.
Yeah.
Click on that.
On the magnifying glass.
Now,
yeah.
Just minimize that. Remove that Go.
Remove the Go.
Yes, at the very bottom, yes, remove that. And now, type over there, M as in mother,
M,
then Y as in yellow,
Y,
then give a space, click the space, there is an option in your keyboard, space, click on space.
Space?
Yes. Now, number one, type number one. Number one. Put number one.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, P as in Peter.
P?
It's P. Yeah. And now, listen me carefully. In that search bar, the second option, it says my 1P address location. Click on that. The second option, my 1P address location.
Click on that.
Now, Okay, now, just wait. Don't do anything, just wait, okay? Now, do you see anything? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN.
What you come up is a small map. It says Safari wants to use your location.
No. I'm telling you, do you see it says, what is my IP address location? Find out
yes,
here. Click on that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what exactly you can see in your mobile screen? Just tell me.
What I can see is my IP address.
Yes, and under that, do you see any red warning showing you?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Exactly. That's the reason you are facing this problem at the moment. Like somebody from your internet service provider is take access of your personal detail and they are trying to misuse with that, right?
Okay. Right.
So that's the reason. Signature later on. That's the reason we are trying to block that person, your internet service provider, who is trying to misuse with your personal detail, right? So,
Before that,
you just do one thing. Just check your all personal thing, like is this all are safe or not. Like check your email, is there any suspicious activity. Check your, if you do online banking, then check your banking statements, your transaction, your last balance. If everything is safe, just do let me know. And if you see any suspicious activity, just do let me know, okay? Then I'm going to tell you. Check your all personal thing, your banking transaction, your email, each and everything, okay? Just check it out.
You there, yeah?
Like, come back in your normal home screen. Come back in your home page.
Yeah.
Okay, and now just tell me, like, from which bank you are dealing with, so we can easily go ahead and cancel the transaction, all right? Because we need to block your internet service provider who is trying to access your online activity, regard, because as I can see, you are registered with NAP, am I right?
Yes.
So, can you just tell me that whenever you last log into your bank and what's your last balance? So we can easily go ahead and check it out. You need to check anything. Just simply just tell me whenever you last log into your bank and what's your last balance. So
I went to the net maybe yesterday and the balance is just under $300.
$300. So you have $300, your last balance, right? Okay.
Yes. Yes. That $290 or something.
Okay. No worry. Do you deal with only one bank or you deal with any other banks?
I deal with two banks, but the other one is totally secure.
I understand that. So the other bank which you deal with, can you tell me what was the last balance in the other bank?
One account would be about $700-$800.
Seven or eight hundred.
Okay. Yeah, and the other account would be about $500-$600.
Okay, now just give me one moment. Let me go ahead and try to block those people who are trying to misuse with your detail. All right. So just be online, be on hold. Give me one moment, okay? Just give me one moment. Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, so As I can see in my server, your internet service provider is trying to misuse with your personal details, right? He's from a Mountain View, California. Do you know anyone who lives in Mountain View, California, related to your friend circle or your family member?
Not.
No. Okay, give me one moment. So as I can see over there, somebody is from Mountain View, California, one of your internet service provider is trying to misuse your personal detail, your banking detail, right? But as you are connected with us right now, our technical anti-fraud department, so what we are going to do now, we are going to simply secure your all information and block those people who are trying to misuse with your details. So once we've done that properly, you are not going to face this problem again in future. All right.
Okay.
So for this purpose, sir, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to simply transfer this call to one of my senior supervisor for anti-fraud department. I will help you out to block this person who lives in Mountain View, California, and trying to misuse with your details, okay? And secure your all information, okay? So I'm going to transfer this call to my senior supervisor, so just have a conversation with him, okay? Just cooperate with him, okay? He will tell you what you need to do for this case, okay? Just be online, right?
Okay.
Thank you for holding the line, sir. This is Roger Holiday today.
All right. Can you speak up a bit, please?
Yes, sir. My previous technician told you that, sir, can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yep, I can hear you.
So my previous technician told you that, sir, your account has been compromised from the two or three different locations. One is from Mount View, California. One is from India and China. So do you know anyone over there, sir?
No.
Okay. So in that case, sir,
I got scammed about 12 months ago. I lost about $1,800. What was it? Global. The person that scammed me was what was her name? Agent Dorothy Park.
Oh my God! So no problem, sir. We're gonna get into your account and we're gonna check it that and we're gonna secure account and we're going to process the refund, okay? So first of all, sir, just what do you see on your cell phone screen? Can you tell me?
Say that again?
What do you see on your cell phone screen?
What do I see on the screen?
On your phone? Home. Go to the Anydex. Open up the Anydex that you have downloaded before.
Where the IP address?
No, sir. Come back to your home page and open up the Anydex.
Anydex. Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir. That you have downloaded before.
Yeah, you want that number?
No, we have the number. That is 599970888, right?
Yeah.
Now you will see allow or accept anything like that. What do you see?
What I see at the moment is enter remote address, which is flashing. Under the number, I see like a cop, a star, and two. That's what I see.
Okay. I'm going to confirm the number. Do you see your address over there, which says 599-970-8888, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Now what do you see? Just check it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Still, nothing's changed on that page.
Now what do you see? Tell me.
There's nothing. No, it's exactly as it was.
Okay, let me check, sir. Hold on. Now, what do you see?
Hasn't changed.
The same thing. It says your address, right?
Yeah, 5999-70888. Nothing's happening.
Now, this is allowed.
Still the time hasn't changed.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
एक मिनट हम तुमको कॉल कर रहे राहुल भाई ठीक है
हैंग ऑन नाउ स्क्रीन ब्रॉडकास्टिंग लाइव ब्रॉडकास्ट टू एनी बिट हैज स्टॉप्ड ड्यू टू द सेशन वाज क्लोज्ड बाय द रिमोट यूजर
ओके
हैव यू डू पुट दैट ऑन ओके और गो टू एप्लीकेशन
क्लिक ऑन ओके गो टू एप्लीकेशन क्लिक ऑन गो टू एप्लीकेशन
हैंग ऑन स्क्रीन चेंज अगेन
Go to application.
Another person would like to access your device. But you want me to click on the two on the word of risk and do not show the warning again. At the bottom of the page.
Now what do you see? So do you see a start now or anything like that?
What I see is two hands,
special
triangle, and it says another person would like to access your device.
Yes.
If you accept, this person can see everything.
Click on accept. This is small square boxes. You have to check that boxes and click on accept. Okay.
Yeah. Did start broadcast?
Start, sir. Now, did you allow anything like that?
No, not yet.
No, hold on, sir.
Started.
Okay, hold on, sir. It's waiting. Okay. Now, do one thing, sir. Come back to your home page. Swipe up the screen. Come back to your home page.
I'm trying. Yep, that's my home page.
Okay. So you are successfully connected right now, sir. Okay. So first of all, sir, I hope, sir, open up the Safari. Okay.
Open up the Safari
browser. Safari. It looks like compass symbol on the bottom of the screen. Do you see
that?
This is IP location, sir. Right, sir. Your IP location has been compromised right now, sir, and someone has get into your account and orders iPhones and gift card. Right. So what we have to do right now, sir, we have to cancel each and every charges which is created on him, and we have to process a refund. Okay. Now, sir, what we have to do, we have done right now, sir, we have to verify your account, sir. We have deposit a 5 cents in your bank account. Okay. So can you able to log into your bank and check that, sir, that you have received any small deposit from the our side or not?
No.
How do you log in from your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Just log into by swipe of the screen. Come back to your home page.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm doing that now.
From where you are doing right now? From your cell phone or your computer?
Computer.
No, sir. You have to do it from your cell phone. Okay.
I have got no phone bit.
Sorry.
I have got no. Banking details on my phone.
Okay, no problem, sir. Do one thing, sir. First of all, which computer you are using right now? It's a Windows computer or a Mac computer, sir?
Windows.
Windows. Do you have a Google Chrome over there?
It's a Jesus Christ. It's a Dell.
It's a Dell. It's a Windows computer, sir, okay? Okay. Do one thing, sir. Open up the Google from your cell computer. Open up the Google. Yeah. Sir.
Hang on, I'm just trying. What the hell's going on here? I'm on my watch side, and I'm having hassles with it.
Okay, now swipe off the screen, come back to your home page. Mm-hmm. Now you have a NAB bank over there, right?
Yeah.
Just log in to your NAB bank. How do you log in from your computer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. On your computer screen, can you tell me what do you see?
Done. Page.
On your computer screen, can you tell me, sir, what do you see?
My bank balance.
Okay. Sir, open up the new tab, okay? Close everything and open up the new tab. Open up this Google. You have a Google Chrome over there?
No.
You have which browser you do go for online, sir? Open up the Google from your computer.
Yeah, hang on.
Did you open the Google?
Yeah. Oh, how is that? Frozen.
Sorry?
It's frozen. I can't do anything.
Just wait, sir.
Just block everything. I've just turned the computer off at the wall. Whereabouts are you? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, sir. Just give me 1 minute. Okay, sir, can you tell me, sir, what do you see? It's frozen right now, or what do you see right now?
I've turned the computer off and started up again. It's just come up with a black screen.
Mm-hmm. When it will come, then let me know, okay?
Whereabouts are you? What country?
Sorry? What did you say, sir? Hello?
Hello? What country are you in?
We are calling you from the Sydney, sir.
Sydney, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's still black screen on the computer. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, so do one thing, so open up the AnyDex from your cell phone, first of all. Open up the AnyDex from your cell phone. Did you open the AnyDex from your cell phone?
Yeah, 5999 7888.
Now you will see accept over there, sir. Click on accept.
There's nothing in front. This side is set. This comes up with that green page.
Now you will see accept. Do you see accept? Do you see that now?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, what do you see on your cell phone screen, sir? Tell me.
Two hands, a flashing triangle, and at the bottom there, three things on the wheel of the wrist. Do not show this now, sir.
Now, check all the square boxes and click on accept or allow.
Yeah. And now it's got eBay action fraud support.
So you're going to start now.
I better accept this one first.
Accept first of all.
Start broadcast.
Just start broadcast. Click on start broadcast. Now come back to your home page and open up the camera from your cell phone. And show me your computer. And show me your computer.
Just getting around to it. Behind me. Can you see it?
Yes, sir. Turn it on. Turn it on.
It is on. It is on. Yeah, I'm pushing the button. It is on. I'm just checking for it. I can see what's going on. There's a power plastic.
Yeah. What do you see, sir? I can just make the computer completely off. Make your computer complete. How many computer you have?
I need this one in front of me, this one here.
How many computers you have?
One computer, two screens. The two screens here.
Turn it on, sir. Turn it on, first of all. Make the turn. Yes, sir.
I can't turn it on, there's no power. The TV's 12 volts.
You don't have power at your home?
No, I've got no power. The TV's running off battery.
You don't have electricity at your home right now?
No, I'm turning the lights on. Here, I'll show you. There's a light switch, right? The light goes under that fan. There's no light. No power. I can't do anything until the power gets back on.
Do one thing. Come back to your home page and open up the Safari, okay? We're going to log into your bank from your NAB bank in the Safari. On the bottom of the screen, do you see the search panel where you can type something? This is NORDVPN. On the extreme bottom of the screen, sir. Don't move the screen. Don't move the screen. On the extreme bottom of the screen, do you see? Don't move it, sir. Don't move it. On the bottom of the screen, do you see NOR?
Yeah.com.
Mm-hmm. Click on that. And write over there NAB Bank. Write on your bank name.
I don't want to. Why do I want to log into my NAB account?
Sorry?
If I log into that, you'll know my password in NAB account.
Of course not, sir. We are not able to see the password over there, sir. Because you are doing from your cell phone, right? And we are securing your account right now. Because your internet has been compromised and they are getting to your account from anywhere, right?
Yeah, at the moment, you know, it's a special 12 volt. Yes, all the lights are operating.
Mm-hmm.
Because my client is offering an inverter that I've got to check the power going on and off.
Okay. Now come back to your home page, sir. Open up the AnyDex.
Why's my screen gone black? I don't know
what
my wife.
Sir?
Yeah, hang on. Open any desk?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now what do you see?
I see the end desk says that number again. 5997-0888.
Now click on allow, accept. Do you see accept over there?
Says accept. It's got 19. It's doing the countdown.
This is start now. Start broadcast.
Yeah, I've got it. Accept it.
Start broadcast.
Yeah.
Then start broadcast.
I'll hit start broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just what? Now I start.
Mm-hmm. No, hold on, sir.
Getting tired.
Hold on, sir. Mm-hmm. Now come back to your home page and go to the App Store, okay?
App Store? Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Come back to your home page, sir.
Yeah.
Go to the App Store.
Yeah.
Now write on your bank name over there, and we're gonna log in through from your bank from the app, okay? Because this is a very secure app that you're gonna download. On the top of the page, this is the search panel. Right over the, yes, sir. Now write on your bank name.
NIB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Click on search. And it's install over there or get. Click on get. Open. You have open over there. You already have a NAB bank, so you can see that.
my mobile banking?
Yes, sir. You already have it. That's how sir. Now click on open. Now yes, click on open. Click on open. Open. Login. Click on login. And put on login into your account, sir.
This is interesting, because this is her account.
Sir, you don't have to give me any information, sir, right? You have to provide the information.
I don't know her password.
Sorry?
As I said, I'm on my wife's phone. I do not know her login or password.
Okay. And apart from this device, this bank, Sarnab Bank, do you have a bank account with any other bank?
Commonwealth.
Commonwealth, man. And did you log into your account?
Not on the phone. No.
Not on the phone. Do you remember the ID and the password?
No.
Okay, now do one thing. So come back to your home page and go to the App Store. We're going to do it from the app, Commonwealth Bank, Combank. Come back to your homepage, go to the App Store.
Yeah.
Go to the AnyDex. Go to the AnyDex, first of all.
What the hell is going on with this bloody... I hate her phone.
Go to the AnyDex.
What the hell is going on? What the... Confirm your eye test for tomorrow, but you had your eye test done on Monday. Oh, I hate her phone. You there?
Now, what do you see, sir?